6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. And it's Thursday. That's right, September the 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome to the Power Hour. Our Labor Day special, by the way, ends tomorrow, where you get free shipping on all orders. If you order more than $100, dropship products excluded. It's our Labor Day special. And, of course, we have teamed up with MyPillow. And if you go to MyPillow.com/PowerHour, use the code PowerHour at checkout. And you can also place your order free and use the same code. And you get discounts at the Power Hour, 1-800-596-9135. Have you registered yet at PowerHourFood.com for our Grow Network free webinar? You should. We don't want people starving out there. Back to U.S. news. Now, here's somebody that worked with Hillary Clinton. All right. Now, you can take this for what it's worth. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. You know, see, I look at this guy and I see a snake's head. Well, he is now saying it's possible Beijing could try to take over Taiwan by force. That's his assessment. He was on the David Rubenstein show, Peer-to-Peer Conversations on Bloomberg TV. I think it remains a distinct threat that there could be a military contingency around Taiwan. He added the leadership in Beijing has actually stated as official policy that is not taking the invasion of Taiwan off the table. And so Sullivan says that he's going to meet congressional leaders to advocate a bill that, if passed, would see U.S. policy toward the self-governing island change. Here's the thing about advocating for bills. Either Jake Sullivan is a national security advisor or he's a lobbyist. Which is it? And the other things, when you advocate for a bill, the bigger problem is money's going to get spent. $4.5 billion in security aid for Taipei. Folks, we can't keep bailing out everybody else's problems. And it gets even worse. Our moral compass is going down the toilet. Chucky Schumer, you know, the little Chucky cartoon character that stabs people with a knife? He's vowed that the Senate's going to vote on legislation to protect same-sex marriage in the coming weeks. And you want to know about who all is now supporting drag shows? Child drag performances. Yeah, Wells Fargo, Target. Yeah, your favorite store there, Target, Wells Fargo, Target, Hewlett Packard, and Citibank are sponsoring an event in Boise, Idaho that's going to feature child drag performers. It's called Drag Kids on Stage. You've watched the Queens and Kings, now it's time to see the kids. Wow. So here's all these four woke entities, Wells Fargo, Target, Hewlett Packard, and Citibank. Time to close the cards. If you've got credit cards, the best way to say, I don't like what you're doing, is shut down your credit line. Yeah, it's getting pretty frustrating out there. We have a lot of issues out there that are on the table that people are evaluating, both from a realistic perspective and from a Christian perspective. There is a book out called No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Future, which is available now. And we have the author, Erwin W. Lutzer, who is senior pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago. He is a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary and Loyola University, author of numerous books, including the Gold Medallion Award winner Hitler's Cross and the bestseller 1 Minute After You Die. He's also a teacher on radio programs heard on more than 700 stations throughout the U.S. and the world, including Songs in the Night, the Moody Church Hour, and the daily feature Running to Win. He and his wife Rebecca live in the Windy City and have 3 married kids and 7 grandkids. And you can get the book, No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Future, is available now. He's also the author of We Will Not Be Silenced. Well, there you go for cancel culture. That's all part of our loss of moral compass. And with that, we welcome Dr. Erwin Lutzer to the show. Welcome, sir. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us.
I'm so glad to be on with you today. And you're absolutely right. We are talking about critical issues. You know, we as Christians are sometimes criticized for being involved in the culture war, but we didn't look for the culture war. The culture war has come to us, and we have to know how to respond. And that's why I wrote the book that you referenced. It is time for us to understand that we cannot go along with the culture. We have to stand with it and take the consequences. Stand against it and take the consequences.
Well, yeah, and see, if you stand for it, you take the consequences too, right?
If you stand for biblical truth, yes, then the consequences come. But one of the things that I'm interested in doing is strengthening the church to realize in the first chapter, I make the point that evil never retreats on its own. It only retreats when it is confronted by a superior force. And that superior force, of course, is the church, it's the gospel, and Christians need to be strengthened and realize that, you know, our futures are at stake as individuals, also our country, and we need to think through the various issues. In the book that you referenced, I, of course, even have chapters on racism, understanding it from a biblical point of view, where diversity, equity, and inclusion are seen to work against us rather than for us. And then, of course, the whole issues of children and their parents, which is what you were talking about just a moment ago.
It's a sad state of affairs, Dr. Lutzer, when you have situations like this happening to our kids, and our kids go to school and they get exposed to critical race theory. And then you have an evil government that turns around, and I mean, this is where the moral compass runs into a brick wall for many of us here listening. We have a lot of conservative Christians that listen to the show. And our big dilemma here is people look at what's going on in Congress right now. We look at the 50 or so Congress people and senators that actually have a good heart. It's in the right place, and they're trying to do good, and they're getting swallowed up by the system. The system is trying to tempt them, to dissuade them from doing the right thing and just joining the ranks of the evil. And see, God is going to deal with the evildoers, but in the meantime, they are going to, for example, these parents, like in Virginia, that went into these school board meetings and got wrestled to the ground because they stood up for what they believed in, and they got demonized. This is also part of what is to happen to us for standing up, is it not?
It really is. And, you know, people need to understand, as I point out in the book that you referenced, No Reason to Hide, when you stop to think of it, cultural Marxism says that the task of training children is too important to leave to parents. If you go back to Karl Marx, you discover that he was an enemy of the nuclear family, because he said it was a unit of oppression. Men oppressed their wives, parents oppressed their children, they took them to church, God was the ultimate oppressor. And so what you have to do is to separate the children from their parents so that they can be indoctrinated into Marxist ideas. And how better to do that than to attack a child's sexuality, to confuse them, to have them sense guilt. I don't know how it is where you are, but here in the state of Illinois, the curriculum is actually a pornography. And so a child is attracted. He is also filled with guilt and shame. It leads to depression. And then they come along and say, you know what your problem is? You must be trans. So our children today are being so misled. And I maintain that biblically and rationally, parents need to understand that they are responsible for their children. And in my book, I try to help parents think through what to say if your child comes home from school and says, I think I'm trans. We have to understand that self-perception oftentimes is very, very wrong. You can go into a psych ward, you can meet someone who believes that he is Napoleon, but that doesn't make him so. So we need to get clear about this, and we need to help people think clearly, because we are in a battle, and especially gut-wrenching for all of us is what is being done to our children.
So basically, if we are in a position where we can stand up and protest at a school board meeting and say, hey, what are you doing to our kids? We don't like the fact that you're bringing in critical race theory. And on top of that, now we understand that your teacher has a trans closet and he's having our children go in there and cross-dress in school when they're supposed to be learning basic principles. And we know what you all did. We know what this government has done. This government has caused us to be so economically plighted that we have to go out and both parents have to work in order to sustain the family, or they sit there and suck off the teat of the government on welfare. And then they turn around and use the school as a babysitting system as a matter of convenience because, oh, good, the kids are at school. I can go work and feed them. And then what they don't realize is now there's a whole different perspective, and half of America is woke. The other half is awake, and the woke don't care. The woke are just happy to have everything status quo, and Congress and the states, you know, unless they're God-based, we're in trouble. And if you go protest at school boards, now you're a domestic terrorist, and you can anticipate the FBI showing up at your doorstep. This is our reality. Would you say that would be a fair statement?
Yes, and of course, in Loudoun County, what you saw was parents who did stand up, and despite the vilification, they continued to hold their ground. And we must be willing to do that on every level, whether or not it's in the school board, whether or not it has to do with legal issues. We need to be able to expose the media. In the book that you referenced, I have an entire chapter on how propaganda works. The purpose of propaganda is to so shape people's view of reality that even when confronted with a mountain of evidence, they will not change their minds, preferably to mislead them without them knowing it. For example, even Hitler, you know, when he starved children, called it putting them on a low-calorie diet. So you say one thing, but when you peel back the label, you discover that what is really being said is quite different. And in that chapter, I give six ways that language is used today so that we might be caught up in these cultural streams and not even recognize how propaganda is being imposed upon us.
Yeah, it is amazing how that works. And I mean, I've had several people that I've talked to regarding propaganda and how it works and exercises in propaganda, which have even gotten professors. At New York University, there was a professor there that got into serious trouble. 19 of his other co-professors went to the dean and said, hey, he is trying to indoctrinate our kids. Because what he did was he told everybody, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to research mask mandates and wearing a mask. And he said, here's what I want everybody in class to do, because at that time they were mandating mask wearing, and this is in New York, of course, and what we refer to as a blue state like Illinois. And this scenario, all of a sudden, this is part of the propaganda too, because you want to turn people against each other and create divisiveness, that every man should hate another man. And see, this is exactly what Satan wants as part of collapsing our culture, is for everybody to hate each other. And see, this is the thing. We look for reasons on this show to teach people to go out and do kind things, as many kind things as they can do for others, because every single one of these things where you can go out and pray every day to bless others' lives and be given the opportunity, that's part of standing for Christ. Whether you go to a church or not, if you go out and you walk in love and you do things for other people, that is better than anything that Satan could throw at you. And he's going to be throwing a lot of stuff at you, especially if you're trying to look out for your kids. And this is one of the things about public schools and demonization I got a real problem with.
Well, you know, since you brought up the subject, if I might again refer to my book, I have one of the longest chapters is entitled Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and how that works against us so that we see one another in oppositional terms, where we end up shouting across the lines with one another because we are divided on the basis of skin color and not on the basis of character. So, in that chapter, what I show is how this actually works against us, and sometimes Christians fall for this because it sounds good. One of the things we have to learn is ideas don't have to work in order for them to survive. They only have to sound good. So what happens in today's culture is this. You are no longer promoted on the basis of performance and so forth. You are promoted on the basis of whether or not you have loud enthusiasm for the cultural currents that are around you. It used to be, if you were good at chemistry, you could apply for a job, you'd be accepted even as a Christian. But today, you'll be asked, do you agree with multiple pronouns? Do you agree with the LGBTQ agenda and so forth? But what critical race theory does is it keeps tearing apart what Jesus died to bring together. And by the way, while I'm on the subject, can you believe this? In Princeton, they actually teach that it is racist to teach that mathematics only has one right answer. Now, that is absurd, but George Orwell said it very clearly when he said that, you know, some things are so absurd that only intellectuals believe them. So we are in a situation where we are expected to go along with the lies of the culture, and we as Christians need to be aware of that and to say that we won't.
Yeah, that is about as absurd as telling a professor, what do you mean? You believe that 1 + 1 = 3? What's wrong with you? You know, see, the thing, I'm going to refer to one of your chapters here in the book because I've got it sitting in front of me about parents and the duty they have to God. You know, this is the thing about the family unit, what you were talking about, Dr. Lutzer, about Marx and about his very reprehensible situation. He doesn't like that family unit. He holds that as the big oppressor, but the problem is we've been told in the book to A, be fruitful and multiply, not to go out and take puberty blockers and cut off our ability to procreate. We've been told to teach your child the way he should go, and when he gets older, he won't turn away from it. We've been told a lot of different principles, but the thing is it's offspring. We have a duty to our offspring to make sure that they are brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And you have a chapter clearly, you know, 20 pages long that talks all about being indoctrinated by the enemy and what must parents do as a solution, because this show is all about that. What's the solution for stopping this indoctrination?
Well, first of all, what you need to do is the baseline is to recognize that God is going to hold you accountable for the education of your children. If you can, you can homeschool. The number of homeschoolers is significantly. Some people can't for many different reasons. You may be able to send them to a faith-based school. If they have to go to a public school, you have to stay on top of that day by day. And if they are in a situation where, as you mentioned, where, you know, there's a closet and you go and you cross-dress, or the kind of pornographic teaching that they have here in the state of Illinois, you absolutely cannot allow your child to be a part of that, because that will get into their system. It will introduce them to feelings and emotions and desires that they have no business in, and will mislead them possibly for the rest of their lives. So we must help parents as churches and as church leaders to say, how can we help you educate your child? By the way, speaking of homeschooling, it's become much easier because you have these co-ops where parents come together, children. Somebody teaches them chemistry. Somebody else teaches them mathematics, so that they cannot be exposed to this kind of propaganda and this kind of evil. And what we must also do is to understand that the attacks that are coming are intended to confuse the child. As I already mentioned, you know, oh, you're trans because you have these problems or an identity issue. Confuse the child, because confused children are more easily led. And so we must realize that we are here in a war, and we also, I think this is to your point specifically, our greatest legacy is always going to be to our children and what we leave the children and the way in which we train them. And that's why the Bible is so clear about God's intention that the faith be passed on. It used to be in America that we had public schools. But nowadays, we have government-driven schools, we have ideological-driven schools, and that, of course, is something that Christians simply cannot submit their children to.
And, of course, finally, I was going to ask you about the Christian left. Are we talking about the same thing, about people that just are not teaching the actual philosophical principles? I mean, that's a new term to me. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that's a chapter in my book, Will We Compromise with the Christian Left, in my book, No Reason to Hide. There are two ways that the church compromises, evangelical churches. One, by a misunderstanding of social justice, so they end up dividing on the basis of skin color and race, because they don't understand biblical justice is very important, but social justice involves a worldview that is very secular. And then the second way is to use love to justify sinful behavior like same-sex marriage. Love can
be
evil.
Yeah, it can be. Well, No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Future. I'm assuming you can get it on Amazon and several other locations. We will have a link to that. Dr. Lutzer, thank you so much for being on the show with us and talking about the new book. That's one thing you definitely want to look at, folks, because that's your ammunition right there to fight what's going on. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back after this message, and thank you, Dr. Lutzer, for joining us.
And harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, September 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. I just got a text from my lovely wife, Linda. She sent me a YouTube link to a video. I thought I would share it with you because everybody always likes, and now you know the rest of the story. Remember Paul Harvey? He's got a little thing you can find on YouTube. It's called If I Were the Devil. And you might want to look that up by Paul Harvey. Yeah, that would be quite interesting to listen to what people of old might have been warning us about. And, of course, you know, we can only tell you that when we have book authors on the show, that the only way you're going to find out the mindset of the author is to get the book and read it cover to cover and see if it makes sense. The one thing I found out when researching the word, I was in a ministry for 3 years, is the word always comes back positive when you test it. And if you test it and it does not come back positive, it's not of God. And this is why, you know, when I see terms like Christian left, it's like, well, the only way I could see something like this, you know, twisting and flailing in the wind is if somebody misinterprets the Word of God and doesn't test it accordingly to make sure that it comes back positive. There is nothing wrong with testing the Scriptures. Been done. That's why people write books about it. Back in the news, Steve Bannon, you remember he's the one that basically was asked whether or not he would debate Daniel Miller from Texas over secession and Texas becoming its own republic. And he got on the microphone at the CPAC conference in Dallas and said to all those who want to secede, screw you. Well, karma's a bitch. He arrived at a New York court today, expected to surrender on charges he duped donors who gave money to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. My goodness. And we're just now getting news. Queen Elizabeth II is now passed away at age 96. We are just now hearing this. News is coming through from the Daily Caller. Queen Elizabeth II, the head of the Council of 300, Committee of 300, is now passed away at age 96. You heard it first right here. See, that's why we have all of these notifications that come across my screen on the show, because we want to get the word out as quickly as possible. 96 years old. I just can only wonder what Meghan and Harry are thinking now. Will they live to regret what they've done? A lot of people in Britain don't seem to think so. There's another little troubling aspect of the Biden administration that you need to know about. And of course, with what I'm about to tell you, you might be so troubled as to pick up the phone to comment about it. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You want to chime in on anything we're talking about this morning, this afternoon, Go for it. Harm reduction kiosks may do the opposite of their stated purpose. Yeah. Guess what the Biden administration wants to do, according to the Washington Free Beacon? They're going to spend $3.6 million to deploy vending machines filled with drug supplies in rural Kentucky. The goal is to reduce stigma for drug users, according to the report. Explained, you know, it's the work of the NIH. It's going to assess the effectiveness of harm reduction kiosks. And what are these kiosks going to have in them that students can buy? Injection equipment, naloxone, fentanyl test strips, hygiene kits, condoms, and other supplies. I mean, what are we talking about here? Dildos? These people at NIH really are twisted. They want to reduce harms related to drug use. This is as bad as what they're doing with the crack pipes on the West Coast, for God's sakes. And, of course, the research from the NIH says, well, they have high rates of HCV, overdose, injection, drug use, condomless sex, and dense risk networks that could kindle an HIV outbreak. So, naturally, we must put kiosks in that have all of this stuff that basically, God, these people are stupid. Tom in Michigan, what say you?
Yeah, about you're talking about testing everything by the word and a bunch of other religious stuff and you know, it says in the Bible that you must be born again, and then there's all kind of you know, stories of little children that remember past lives and things like of that nature, and you know, but then if I talk to a Christian and I say, well, I believe in reincarnation, you know, it's like, you know, they treat me like I'm nuts or a heretic or something. Yeah, but I got basically, it kind of begs the question. Okay, who is the greater, okay? The God that kind of screwed up the things pretty much and had to throw half the people into hell because of free will, or the one where basically everybody's saved through a refining process like reincarnation? Which one would you say would be greater? I'd have to go with reincarnation. So
that's a tough one to swallow. Chapter and verse.
I know that I can believe and have faith in what I choose. I don't have to go with the party line, you know.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure
you have the God gave you that right. You got free will, Tom. Chapter and verse.
But that begs the question: which one do you think is better? The one that
I'm asking
everybody saved by the refining.
Yep, the refining is John 3:16. Whosoever believeth in him, even if he were dead, yet shall he live. So in spirit,
that's all about the one, you know, the one name given. But you know, the name Jesus didn't even exist at the time. You know,
right. I understand
that.
For every single thing, for every single thing God presents, there's a counterfeit. Okay, there is a Jesus out there that is a devil spirit. Believe it or not. For every true, there is a false. For every holy thing, there is an unholy thing. So, you know, I can't answer reincarnation, you know, because I'm not sure how I would come back if that opportunity was given to me. Right now, what I understand is that I'm only here for a short while. I'm here to bless others. And if I come back, you know, reincarnated, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, I didn't learn my lessons, and so I have to come back as a different person because I have lessons to learn. I didn't learn them the first time, you see. And when you look at this, I got to go back to look. If you can show me chapter and verse that entitles you to this belief, I'm all for it. Chapter and verse.
I wish I had a whole folder in my hard drive that all about, you know, reincarnation in the Bible. I'll call you up sometime and give you some of those chapters and verses.
Sounds like a winner.
You know, because I can't, you know, Right off the top of my head, it's not coming to me. But
I know we can. That's all right, Tom. We can run around in circles on this all day, and I still wouldn't have an answer for you. But I do appreciate your call. I got callers holding. Chance, West Virginia. How are you, sir?
Yes, hello, Dave. Dave, I had a call. You mentioned that Queen Elizabeth died.
Yes.
And I got to thinking, not many people realize how much power she has on the worldwide scene. And I got to thinking, now who's going to step in and take her place? How many people realize the clout she has, how much real estate she owns in this country? People have no idea. She's a very powerful mover and shaker that controls things. And when you mentioned
well, we already
she
know.
Away,
I mean, the thing, yeah. Yeah, Chance. Yeah, it's you're looking at Charles William. I mean, there's a whole host of people that'll take her place. Charles is already on the committee of 300.
Yes, and I'm very curious if things are going to step up because of the clout that they have that people are unaware of. And this is worldwide. And I'd like your comments about this.
Well, I shared this information at Myrtle Beach in my speech about how the left-wing media has destroyed America. And it's not a matter of is destroying. I mean, they've already done it. The divisiveness is already there. This was all brought about by the Tavistock Institute, which is controlled by the Committee of 300. And,
right.
You know, we just had Dr. Lutzer on talking about the fact that they perverted our kids, divided our country, and made a mess of everything. And that was all by design. Because a lot of these people worship Marx. They don't worship God. They want the family unit broken up. And I know a lot of people out there, if you're like a single person, I know that, you know, we've had calls, you know, like Phil in Florida, who's all by himself. You're all by yourself. I mean, there's people out there. And see, if I wasn't paying attention to the needs of the people who are calling this show, I wouldn't know that because we've had conversations before and you've told me this. So, you know, if my memory didn't serve me correct and I wasn't there to meet your need, you'd go somewhere else. And see, this is what the Committee of 300, this is what the Trilateral Commission, this is what the Council on Foreign Relations, this is what they all want, is to divide the family unit because divided, we fall.
Yeah,
and that's all
and,
by
you know,
design. It's
I've
all
read,
by design.
Yeah, I've read books in the past on how the English royalty is connected to occultism and things like this, including into the papacy. And when these things happen, it always makes me wonder, well, what's going to happen next? Who's going to pick up the reins and you know, quote-unquote, go for the gold now? You know, it's a little unsettling. I wonder if I'm reading too much into it, but according to all their connections, it's very ominous. So I don't know. I just had to throw that out there, Dave.
Right. Well, we're understanding from what the news media is saying now that Charles is going to step in.
Wow.
he's already in the Committee of 300. Trust me, they've had him, groomed up for years. He's going to continue this. It is a sinister organization. They've got Tavistock out there running interference for them, trying to hide everything that they're doing. While one side of the propaganda chain sits there and programs and divides us, while the other end of the propaganda chain sits there and tells our kids that you're all drag queens secretly and you need to come out wherever you are. So, I mean, this is the hell we're going to go through. And obviously we have to stand up to this. Got to stand up to this.
Dave, how many people know that Princess Charles' genealogy goes back to Vlad the Impaler? I mean, see what I'm saying? The bloodlines. This is why I brought this up. All right,
sure.
Dave, thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the enlightenment, sir. You have yourself a great day. Mark in Iowa, you're back on the phone. What's going on?
Yeah, Dave, I just wanted to tell you that scripture is in Ezekiel 36 that talks about the hijacking of America and United Kingdom. So everybody read Ezekiel 36, okay? That's all I had. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Ezekiel 36, I'll make a note of it. I'm writing it down now, and I will read it to refresh my memory. So understand, folks, this is a craziness. We're talking about harm reduction kiosks. I'll bet you they sell out of condoms before anything else. Because kids in rural Kentucky already know about the birds and the bees. If you live in rural Kentucky, you know about farming. You've probably seen horses. You've seen cows. You've seen all of it. You know what it is. But this is just crazy. Crazy, stupid stuff. And this is what our kids are being exposed to, which is why Dr. Lutzer obviously alluded to what I've been alluding to. Now might be a great time if you are a mother who's a stay-at-home mom. If you're not homeschooling your kids, you should be. Because there are homeschool networks, like he said. And I know this because I homeschooled my youngest daughter, who I delivered at home myself. Signed off on her birth certificate as the attending physician, even though I'm not. I got to sign off on it. But classic textbook delivery, 8-pound, 8-ounce baby girl. So understand, been there, done that, done the homeschool. I see the enlightenment about sharing with other children. And I basically was teaching, you know, biology. And that's what he's talking about, parents sharing duties and teaching what you know. And I think my daughter probably had more fun dissecting frogs than most kids would. But, I mean, see, this is the thing. It's the enlightenment of understanding how the human body works. The fact that there are two sexes, male and female. And that's the way God created it. Meanwhile, a former top FBI official says that the warrant used to search President Donald Trump's residence may be thrown out due to its scope. There is a court case out there for those of you who want to look up this court case. Came out of the 10th Circuit in Denver. U.S. versus Leary. L-E-A-R-Y. You see, when a search warrant is overly broad from the get-go, read the results of the Leary case. I found it very useful. So did a lot of people I knew that got themselves in trouble. So, you know, there's this little thing called fruit of the poisonous tree. Overly broad searches, not specifying what parts of the residence that can be searched. See, the IRS does this all the time, too, when they come in with guns drawn with 10 different agents and they take things. They take your books. They want to know what you're thinking. They want to know what you're reading. And then you get phone calls from people. Yes, we got a copy of your book. And, you know, what is it that you know about this guy? And I'm like, excuse me? And they would make comments that I found very distasteful and untrue. I said, look, I don't know where you're getting your information from, but that's not my cup of tea. I don't profess that. You see, a lot of people get roped into these patriot games out there, like the 1099 OID. If you ever see that and somebody tries to tell you it's okay to file a false tax return, get ready to do some serious prison time. They will throw you in jail for taking money from the United States government you're not entitled to. And that's what this is. Another get-even scam. The Biden administration, meanwhile, is barring construction of advanced semiconductor factories in China for 10 years. Oh. Interesting. And they're going to do this by basically telling U.S. technologies they can't do business deals with China. Yeah, I'd like to see how far that's going to go. Huh. They think they're going to claw back the money from China? What are they going to do? Give it to Hunter? And see, for those who are putting their faith in government that it's going to be your savior, Senate Judiciary Ranking Member Chuck Grassley, notice he's just the ranking member. He's not the head honcho. suggested in a recent interview he disagrees with past statement by GOP leadership downplaying the Republican prospects in the 2022 midterms. Now, who would have made those statements? Well, Senate Minority Leader Mitch. He's pessimistic over his party's prospects at the end of August, saying, well, we've got only a 50-50 chance of retaking the majority, flipping the Senate. They have a 50-50 Senate right now, according to Grassley. Well, this is McConnell, too. I mean, the thing is, it's a fact. But McConnell says we have a 50-50 nation. I think the outcome is very, very close either way. See, this is all speculation. If both the House and Senate flip, McConnell says, I think the president will be moderate. Oh, Mitch, we know who you're sucking up to now. You're claiming that Biden won't have any choice. Oh, you're not dealing with just Biden here, sir. You're fooling yourself. If you really think that this government is going to change in November, when you got all those rhinos out there, window dressing. And, of course, then you have Rick Scott. You remember him, the senator from Florida that got on camera and told everybody that Hurricane Irma was going to kill you, that you have to run. Run away. This storm will kill you. The storm surge will kill you. He got on TV in Florida and scared the living bejesus out of everyone. And what did he do? The idiot turned I-75 into a parking lot. And everybody ran north on I-75 and took up hotels and where'd the power go out? The very place they ran to. Moron. And he sits there coming out decrying treasonous Republicans for trash-talking Senate GOP candidates. Treasonous Republicans. Oh, Scott, I think you need to look up the word treason and understand what it is. I got three paragraphs in my book on Texit that explain out of the Constitution what treason is. That's a crime. Got it? You're making statements you can't back up, sir. You're trash talking when you open your mouth and you say stupid stuff, Senator Scott. Do you remember hearing about the murder of a Las Vegas reporter who had written articles about an official who basically, you know, was doing some dirty deals? Jeff Gurman was found dead outside his home September 3rd from multiple sharp force injuries, stabbed to death. He was apparently in an altercation with another person prior to the stabbing. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said that Tellus were talking about a county official had been arrested. And, of course, he was investigating Tellus. And, of course, we're talking about Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellus. Wow. He was investigating him and writing articles about him. And, of course, local outlets were reporting that there was a car that looks like Tellus's car seen outside the reporter's residence. GMC Yukon Denali. And, of course, now he's been taken into custody. He was going to leave office in January. He had lost the Democratic primary election in June. And, of course, Gurman, the reporter, reported Tellus had an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate and treated workers poorly. Tellus called Gurman obsessed with him and said that his wife had caught Gurman going through his trash. Looking forward to lying smear piece number 4 by Gurman. I think he's mad and I haven't crawled into a hole and died. Well, now see, you have motive, right? So Rob Tellus has now been arrested. And, of course, you heard about the debate between John Fetterman and Mehmet Oz? Huh. Neither one of them deserved to have a Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Those of you in Pennsylvania, you know, you can say that, well, Oz is the lesser of two evils, and he's a doctor, and he's been on TV, and, well, I was on TV, too. I was on Bedtime for Bonzo. And remember that kid that came up to me and said, would you like to hold on to this, you know, remember the Just Say No campaign? He said, would you mind holding on to this bag of pot? And I said, no. I had to do my Ronnie. You know, we need a little lightness. We can't just let the show go on without a little funny. So with all of this going on, you know, we still have God. We still pray that we can go out and bless other people's lives and look for opportunities to do that while you're out. Say hi to people in the grocery stores you don't know. Just walk up and say hi and start a conversation. It'll totally blow their doors off. And they'll go, wow, what a neat person. You see, that's when light shines, when you shine. Got it? And I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for everybody's deliverance out there that is in trouble right now, that's a little confused, that's a little discouraged. I want to lift you up with all of God's blessings and pray for you right now in the name of your son, Yeshua, that you're going to be delivered. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with our Friday chapter of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.